What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And in fact, if you look at the DOJ, they announced, they released 3 million pages. It's like this is all they're supposed to be doing. And frankly, the DOJ, I think, should just say, we have other things to do, because that whole thing has turned out. I mean, other than Bill Clinton and, Bill Gates and lots of people that have, there are a lot of questions about it, but nothing on me.
More breaking news. The guy who wants to weaponize his DOJ against his enemies wants his DOJ to be focused more on attacking his political enemies. This is all an absolute joke. All right, this just in. Donald Trump's Department of Justice told a court that they had to remove thousands, quote, several thousands of Epstein files documents off of their website for victim privacy concerns. And you know, I want to spend this video going into the deepest, darkest depths of the Epstein files to make sure that we bring accountability. Now, a quick sensitivity warning, genuinely, there is some disturbing stuff later on in the video. There are some disturbing allegations within this document, but the reason I think it's very important to highlight them is because the DOJ is now trying to intentionally and surgically remove just a few specific claims regarding Trump and Calendar Girls. Now, we know for a fact, this is not an allegation, we know for a fact that Donald Trump held Calendar Girl parties in the 90s, and in one of these parties, he only invited one person, Jeffrey Epstein. That was the only other male at the party. The rest of the people there were young girls, young women, we don't know their age, but we can safely assume he held multiple other Calendar Girl parties, and that's where it gets intense. Just to back up, we are going to give a broad overview of the release and then dive deep in later on in the video. So if you appreciate the news that we bring on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you're subscribed and watch until the end. Before we dig in to the DOJ scrubbing these files, it's important to point out the admin is already going through a bunch of different catastrophes at once. They have created their own five alarm fires that they now have to put out. For example, Aaron Parnas just posted this. He said, quote, "This video was sent to me from on the ground in Portland, Oregon. It looks like a war zone. And as I play this video for you, you'll see a small group of protesters facing off with some police turns into a scene that is very, very chaotic and hectic." Throughout the video, it gets worse and worse. You see the scene continue to escalate as they fill the street with pepper gas. They begin to try to attack people who are just holding American flags, walking around with an American flag. Definitely a disproportionate use of force coming at a time when Donald Trump has a big red warning sign ahead of the midterms. Republicans just lost multiple races in Texas. A very red seat just went blue in Metro DFW, Texas. A district won by Trump less than 15 months ago by 17% went to a Democrat by nearly 15%. The GOP should be very concerned. And guess what they're using their political capital on? The economy? No, that would be naive to think. Maybe solving wars? No, that would be incredibly naive. We're not going to help Ukraine. We're not going to help the people of Gaza. We're using it to help Donald Trump enrich himself, and we're using it to cover up the Epstein files. Brian Krasenstein reports over the weekend, holy crap, new Epstein files. Here is an FBI report. Quote, "Donald Trump," and here's where the sensitivity warning comes into play, "Donald Trump had parties at Mar-a-Lago called Calendar Girls. Jeffrey Epstein would bring the children in, and Trump would auction them off. He measured the children's blank and blank by entering a finger and rated the children on tightness. We were taken in rooms, quote, forced to give orals to Donald Trump, forced to allow them to penetrate us. I was 13 years old." Now, this is an allegation from the FBI intake form, but what is very, very important to point out is that the FBI has been removing this specific allegation after people pointed out that it was directly corroborated by a New York Times report. Brian Krasenstein follows up, breaking, "The Trump DOJ has now deleted the file EFTA-0166 from the Epstein files." Why? Perhaps because it's been partially corroborated by the New York Times back in 2016. This is the file that made multiple allegations against Trump, including that he would auction off children for Jeffrey Epstein at Calendar Girls parties. Then Aaron Parnas corroborates this and says the Trump DOJ has deleted two files referring to Donald Trump having parties at Mar-a-Lago called Calendar Girls, but he has the original saved. Well, let's check out this New York Times article that begins to point out how Donald Trump was on camera with Jeffrey Epstein in 1992. Now, this is the video that we have all seen. The video of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein in 1992, you have all seen. It is this video right here where they're whispering to each other at a party and pointing. This is the most famous one. But then the article continues. It says, the party took place the same year that Mr. Trump hosted a more private affair with Mr. Epstein at Mar-a-Lago without cameras rolling. At that get-together, Mr. Trump and Epstein were the only male guests and had more than two dozen, quote, calendar girls flown in to provide them with entertainment, according to George Harraney, a Florida-based businessman who ran American Dream Enterprise and organized the women to attend Mr. Trump's request. Speaking to reporters last week in the Oval Office, this was a few months ago, the president distanced himself from Epstein, noting that he knew him like everybody else in Palm Beach knew him, but that is not true. Now, it's worth pointing out, Trump posted a Truth Social post today that was very defensive. He said, not only wasn't I friends with Jeffrey Epstein, but based upon information that has been released by the Department of Justice, Epstein and a sleazebag lying author named Michael Wolff conspired in order to damage me and or my presidency. So much for the radical left's hope against hope, some of whom I'll be suing. I mean, honestly, that doesn't look good for you either. You're saying in 2019, Epstein may have wanted to hurt your reputation, then he ended up dead in prison from an apparent suicide, maybe not suicide, under your administration. That is wild. But this article continues. Listen to this. Mr. Harraney, the person who arranged the event, recalled being surprised that Mr. Epstein was the only other person on the guest list with all these girls, right? He said, quote, Donald, this is supposed to be a party with VIPs. Mr. Harraney told the New York Times in 2019, you're telling me it's you and Epstein? Mr. Harraney's then-girlfriend and business partner, Jill Harth, later accused Mr. Trump of sexual misconduct on the night of the party. In a lawsuit, Ms. Harth said that Mr. Trump took her into a bedroom and forcibly kissed and fondled her and restrained her from leaving. She also said a 22-year-old contestant told her that Mr. Trump later that night crawled into her bed uninvited. This is not even the Epstein files. We're just reading from the New York Times right now. Ms. Harth dropped her suit in 1997 after a related case filed by Mr. Harraney was settled by Mr. Trump, who has denied her allegations. But Mr. Harraney, the boyfriend, has said, yeah, this happened. So the guy who set this up was like, dude, I was surprised that it was all these girls. Then I realized this guy is sexually abusing my girlfriend. What the hell? That's basically what happened there. Mr. Trump and Mr. Epstein were spotted again at a 1997 Victoria's Secret Angels party in Manhattan. The lingerie company was run by Leslie X. H. Wexner, a billionaire businessman who handed Mr. Epstein sweeping power over his finances, philanthropy, and private life within years of meeting him. Court records show that Trump was among those who got rides over Mr. Epstein's private jet, but that's not even the new information. There are so many new allegations. There's so much new information that has come out. We've learned that Elon Musk's name is littered throughout the files. He was begging to come to the island, but Epstein canceled on him. Then we learned that Trump's Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, is in the files. Just his name is littered throughout the files. Even Trump's new pick for the Fed chair, his name is in the files, next to Trump's. It almost feels like in order to be in the Trump administration at this point, it's a prerequisite to have been in the Epstein files. Like, the questions that he asks you are, hey, have you been in the files? Do you think the 2020 election was rigged? And will you jump off a cliff to defend me even in the worst of the worst moments? And right now, the entire administration is doing that. The DOJ just said they took down several thousands documents from the Epstein Files website after victim privacy concerns were raised. I'm sorry, but the incompetency of this DOJ is starting to make me wonder if every single time we thought they've been nefariously hiding something, they're just so dumb they don't even know how to actually post things. Because listen to this. They posted these 3 million emails, 3 million pages, and they forgot to redact the names of victims while they over-redacted the names of predators. What are we doing here? The DOJ itself said, the department has worked all hours through the weekend from the point when the first victim-related concerns were raised. To that end, out of the larger production described above, the department has now taken down several thousands of documents and media that may have inadvertently included victim-identifying information due to various factors, including technical or human error. they've done this time and time again. They fail to redact the victims because their priority is clearly at redacting the richest of the rich. It's kind of like how they're failing to deport or substantively deport people who have actually committed crimes and are here illegally. And they just end up deporting people who are trying to go through the proper process, people who are working jobs, people who are contributing to this country because they have to hit this 3,000 a day quota by Stephen Miller. It's the same thing. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.